Alderman Barber.
Can the motion be made to direct staff to express what our concerns are, along with the motion, if we pass it this evening, but direct staff to let them know that these are our concerns and that we'd like to see happen?
Whatever you'd like. I'm raising the concern, because they came to us saying, we have to do it. Well, time out.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
Time out, right?
I'd like to change the motion to reflect that, then.
There is no motion. There's no motion on the floor.
If there is a motion. There is a motion. Can I make a motion to include, as it's written, and include that phrase to direct staff to make them aware of our concerns?
That it not, that they develop it as a bus stop at some point in the future. Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Vandrea.
I had a question in regards to this area. Is it still in a TID?
Yes.
So, if it's still in a TID...
I don't like where you're going with this.
I know you don't. But it would make people that are in the TID pay for it if we would look at that. And I'd have to refer to Mr. Rotenberg on that, if that would be a possibility.
The area is in a TID. Mm-hmm. I'd have to review the TID's budget for the year to see if there's appropriations available for that activity. I can do that while you're having your discussions and get back to you in a few minutes.
I don't know if our discussions are going to go that long, but be my guest.
Well, that's not part of the motion, so it's okay. Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd like to actually add something to the motion, and this is just for the constituents on Riverwood. I'd just like to add, with the understanding that there would be the elimination of the stop on South Riverwood, just so it's very clear in the motion. Would you accept that?
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
And since you're the second, okay.
And
Alderman Taylor.
And the mayor, on the last item, you talked about the last couple budgets. Well, I've been through a couple budgets at the county, and I can tell you that the money's not there. So, I mean, if you want a bus, you know, shelter, and you want a pad, it's not going to happen. I mean, it just won't. So I understand where Alderman Dandrea is coming from, and I think those are things that could be looked at. But I can tell you that for communities in this county that once they don't want to have a wheel tax, they don't want to pay to park, and they want things done, they're looking at themselves and saying, we're going to have to spend the money. Many don't have a TIF set up in an area where money could be spent. So I think it's not the worst idea to look if that's something that's extremely important, because I can tell you that we could tie the county's hands, and it just won't happen. We're having enough trouble even getting buses down in this neck of the woods. So to try to, as I said, I understand where you're coming from, but it just won't happen.
Which is really disappointing. What is it, 97% of the county tax levy is going to pensions? 97?
No, it's not 97.
Well, that's what Teague says.
Well, I think
that's the number.
No, it's not even close, but I mean, that's...
But at any rate,
right.
MCTS is a separate entity with their own P&L.
Mm.
So let's ask and deal with it later.
You can ask, but I would not tie their hands that this approval expires, because I don't think we have the right to do that anyway. But
the motion didn't say
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
We did that the motion.
Madam Clerk?
Alderman Barber moved to approve Milwaukee County Transit System request to place a bus stop on South 27th Street, south of Northwestern Mutual Way, and direct staff to inform Milwaukee County of the city's concerns regarding a future bus stop, and with the understanding that there be an elimination of a stop on Riverwood.
And it's not Milwaukee County, it's Milwaukee County Transit.
Mm. Who does receive tax levy?
Yeah.
So they, you're right, they have their own line item, but they receive levies, so.
I get it.
Was the concern, I think it read, the concern was the bus stop, but the concern is the pad.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the word pad when she read it, so.
I didn't hear it when it was made. So.
Well, I think the concerns were the ones that the concerns were made here by the mayor, a pad, bus shelter.
Correct.
I think those are the concerns you're talking about.
I thought pad was in that.
And shelter.
Yeah.
We'll fix it.
I too don't want him standing in mud.
And rain. Mr. Morrow.
To address the concerns, do you want me to return in the future with, if TID were to pay for something, I could approach that, but you leave your approval as is right now.
You can just research it.
You research it.
We'll kind of later. Okay. Who knows? MCTS may say, yeah, you ought to have a bus pass, just like the rest of the
And Northwestern Mutual may say, these are our employees. Maybe they may want to, you know, pay for it. I mean, it's their people.
We've killed this issue.
Yeah, we have.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, on page 97, an ordinance to amend 2017-2301.
So move.
Second.
Just for the record, this is to provide for a police drone.
Yes.
Mm.
With infrared. Right, Captain? This will require a roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Aye. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes. I'm sorry, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item G9 on page 99 is information and request to purchase capital equipment from the police budget. Already budgeted.
Second.
So move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10 is discussion and analysis on intersection evaluation of Drexel Avenue and 51st Street. Mr. Morrow.
If you recall, a few months ago, you gave me direction to hire R.A. Smith to do an evaluation based on what Sewer Pack had looked at as far as the options were an improved intersection at 51st and Drexel and also a roundabout. So we had R.A. Smith start the evaluation. Ran into an issue with trying to evaluate the improved intersection. And so I've included a couple of their sketches and the results of their study. I'd like to introduce Pat Hawley with R.A. Smith. An engineer actually worked on it, and he can walk through this evaluation.
Good evening. Yes, we were asked to look at kind of some of the alternatives that the Sewer Pack had done. And they initially had looked at roundabout traffic signal and all-way stop control, and they had done some conceptual level designs, the analysis, and then some preliminary costs. We were asked to kind of take that and take it to the next step, a little bit more finer detail, particularly in terms of the design and the cost for the all-way stop control alternative and the roundabout alternative. As we dug deeper into the all-way stop control, saw that the Sewer Pack report had noted that all-way stop control, while it's going to add some capacity to the intersection, it's not really going to get us much useful life out of it. So we're going to have failing movements, long delays, long queues, pretty much almost as soon as you were to add additional capacity to it. Just the limits of an all-way stop control intersection, the capacity is such that the volumes are already there or will be there very shortly. We took the roundabout design and refined it a little bit more. And our primary goal in terms of looking at that was kind of to shift it away from some of the properties and the parcels on the east side. There's a private residence in the northeast quadrant of the intersection, so shift it a little bit further to the west, refine the design that way. We found that a single-lane roundabout is going to provide acceptable operations.
Is or is not?
Is.
Okay.
Single lane roundabout will provide acceptable operations in terms of delays and queues through about the year 2045. Normally when we look at intersection improvements, we look at like a 20-year window, so this goes beyond that. So it gets well beyond the design life. The costs, as we find by the design, came out a little higher than Sewer Pack did. Again, primarily. Thank you.
106. Costs are on 106. Nice try, Glenn.
Yeah. A little bit higher than the original Sewer Pack layout, and that's, again, partially because of the refined design, shifting it to the west a little bit more, increased some of the right-of-way costs, and then also just a couple more years of inflation as part of that. The cost, as identified from a planning level estimate, would be about $825,000.
What's your cost? That estimate did not include right-of-way acquisition.
Correct.
Okay, so that
Yes.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions. One of the good things about sitting in a middle chair and one of the bad things about sitting in a middle chair is every area in the city is my district. That's good, that's bad. In this instance, a couple of questions. One is my concern has always been with a roundabout that peak times, in my view, I'm not an engineer, in my view, it'll be difficult to get into the roundabout with the peak traffic. So end of school day, everybody coming south on 51st Street or north on 51st Street, how do you get into that roundabout? I mean, you can get into it from going eastbound, but that's it. The rest of it's done. So that's a concern of mine, and let me give you all of them all at once. With the level of service as an H in 2050 eastbound, did you consider E, sorry. I saw the facial expression. E, what's the difference at that point? You know. Did you give any consideration to a right turn bypass?
We did. We looked at that, and it would be adaptable in the future to put that in. We wouldn't recommend it initially. Anytime you add additional lanes in addition to the cost, particularly with right turn bypass lanes, it adds complexity for pedestrian crossings. It introduced potentially higher speeds and things like that. So because we're able to get such a long design life from just a pure single lane, we'd recommend that, evaluate it, you know, in the 25-plus years out that it would be, and if it's still, if the forecasts are accurate and we're starting to see those delays, you know, at that time in the future, that bypass lane could be added.
Can you discuss a little bit about the pedestrian safety of crossing in a roundabout and how this is spaced to provide that safety?
Yeah. There's a lot of different elements that go into the roundabout safety. And as a whole, they've done a lot of different studies on safety of roundabouts for both vehicles, pedestrians, and bicycles. The roundabout safety for pedestrians actually is enhanced compared to traffic signals. And it's a little bit counterintuitive because when you think about a traffic signal, you've got the walk or the don't walk signal as to when you should go. But what that doesn't always reflect in what most injuries and crashes occur is with turning vehicles. So not necessarily the leg that you're crossing, which might be stopped, but vehicles trying to make a right turn or left turn that would go across that path. What really helps the roundabout from a safety standpoint is it's got short crossings. So you're going, you know, from one side out to the median, you know, 16, 18 feet, so about like one wide travel lane, and then crossing the opposite side as well, as opposed to whether it's an all-way stop or a traffic signal where you're going to be crossing multiple legs of the intersection at one time.
And that area is sort of a rest point in the middle should there be too much traffic.
Exactly, yep.
All right, yep. Thank you.
Yep. I did notice that you, on the east side, southeast side, you did move the sidewalk. We could say maybe 25, well, it's a city project, maybe 200 grand by leaving the sidewalk where it is.
Yeah, we can certainly look at that. A couple different things come into play with it would be, you know, the crossing to go for pedestrians across that south leg would be a little bit, you know, longer than. And part of that sidewalk as it comes in there is a bike path as well. So on the as bikes are approaching from the south side, you have the option of either going through the roundabout as a – but we could look into could that be pulled further back and have them exit a little bit earlier.
It's not worth the 50 grand we're going to have to pay you. I'm teasing, I'm sorry.
But then also to address your comment on the school release and kind of the traffic, you know, backing up with that, those are issues that are encountered by schools. It's somewhat independent of whether or not it's going to be a roundabout or a traffic signal or an all-way stop. You will have some longer queues and some backups right when school releases. What kind of helps minimize that or will be that there are going to be other turning vehicles that are in the roundabout. So if someone is in the roundabout and they go to turn south and head southbound out of the roundabout, that creates a gap in the roundabout and allows the vehicle to enter. So it kind of self-regulates with the turning movement. But make no mistake, there will be, you know, longer queues and backups when school release is just, you know, as there is now, and there would be basically under any type of alternative. Yes. Yeah.
Say that again. What was the last part?
It would be a shorter duration in terms
of. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I noticed on the school side of the property where the cars are parked that you'll have to move that over. Will there be shoulder in that area for returning the parking to that area, or will parking start where the construction line kind of ends?
It would have to be shifted, you know, a little bit further to the east. Yeah, so there would be some lost parking there.
Okay, Mr. Liberta, we have what, $750,000 in the budget? Says, the city engineer. Estimate is $825,000 plus right away. So the action you're looking for, see, this is why I react the way I do when unbudgeted stuff comes up. So just so you understand, it's not personal. So your action, suggested action, is to direct staff to negotiate and develop a scope and fee for professional design services. So you're just looking to go get quotes.
Well, I think Ari Smith did a great job on this, and we kind of vetted off several other firms when we asked them to do what they did. So what I'd like to do is negotiate a scope and fee with Ari Smith and just do the design this year, and we would get everything all lined up so that the construction season next year we could hit the school zone at the prime time and actually have the minimal impact on the school during construction.
Alderman Taylor.
So we've come to the conclusion that this is the option that we're moving forward with? I mean, is that what I'm hearing? That
cost.
It's based on the cost? Or, I mean, why, you know.
Yeah, traffic signals, lots more.
Yeah, as described by an always stop, even an improved always stop won't work. Signals. Again, I'll remind you, this would be the only traffic signal we would have in the city. Trained staff to maintain one signal. Plus, it costs us quite a bit more.
Okay. Can you get Alderman Taylor the information? I don't know that it was you that developed it. We did discuss.
Sewer PAC did a study last year and submitted it, and you should have received a copy of that with other information back and reported to.
Okay.
I don't know.
At what point are we going to negotiate the right-of-way? We probably need that before we can move forward with any of the other things.
Obviously, we need the design done so we can negotiate the contract or negotiate the right-of-way this year.
All right. So we're going to have that's going to be another $5,000.
Okay. Oh, we negotiate.
I'm just saying
it may take a while to do that. The funds will go toward that, and then there might be another year to put funds in to finish the project. Who knows if we'll get that.
I think Three Corners would be fairly easy to get. Matter of fact, I believe the city owns the southwest, school owns the southeast, and then the, I guess, Panadolan. So really, we have the one issue, and actually when the, unless he's changed his opinion, the gentleman who owns that property on the Northeast attended the opening at the school when we discussed the process. And he actually likes the idea because it'd actually be easier to get out from his property. You'd be able to get in, go through the roundabout, and head back the other direction. Whereas if we're looking at some of the other options, it'd be very, very tough for someone to exit that property. Right. Plus, his theory, and it kind of makes sense, is that this will actually keep it quieter. He feels like most of the noise are the people that, you know, come to a complete stop and then gun it to get going again. So his theory was that if you have traffic going through a roundabout, it would actually make it much quieter there.
This is your first one on acquisition.
I understand, yes.
You've got to work with Jesse. Alderman
Barber. I received two calls today on this item, and one of them had to do with the buses there's an inordinate amount of buses that are leaving all at one time, and if they're going through bumper to bumper, it's going to be a parade. And the other thing is, when you get these buses going north-south, or, you know, either direction, how does this, is this option going to accommodate the buses, and is that an easy transfer at that point between lanes?
Yeah, there's two different elements with the buses. One is, you know, accommodate them physically from a size standpoint, and it's designed such that it can accommodate school buses, fire trucks, semi-trailer trucks, and everything else. So from a design standpoint, it can handle it very well. From an operational standpoint, any type of larger vehicles operate differently than you would a passenger car in terms of acceleration, the gaps that they need, and everything else. That's all developed as part of the analysis that we look at. So taking into account that during those peak times, there are going to be more school buses and what that does. And it does degrade the operations, but it still would operate acceptably.
And all that's taken into consideration in the projections into the future?
Correct.
That's all part of that?
Yes.
And the other call I had, it was just questions about the initial cost estimates that were submitted by Sewer Pack, and how does, you know, that's a comparison between what you're going to do if you do it and then what Sewer Pack had, or justification, I think, is necessary, too.
My short answer to that is the fact, and Sewer Pack has told me that they're not a design firm. They try to lay things out, and they give estimates and rules of to get a real cost estimate, they recommend we go to a design firm. And when I checked around, R.A. Smith had designed many more roundabouts in the area than anybody else I talked to.
Well, that question did come up, so I just
understand.
Motion to direct staff negotiate and develop a scope and fee of service for professional design services related to the improvement of the intersection 51st and Drexel with R.A. Smith.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 on page 107, authorization to replace equipment at Glen Meadows for $9,288. Coming from capital outlay contingency.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 on 121 is approval of a new job description for the position.
So moved.
Dispatcher.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 on 127, authorization of renewal of a contract for Inspiron for our emergency notification system.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 on 141, recommendation to establish the monthly fares the first Monday, 3 until 7.
Motion approved.
Second.
Okay, this will be all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do you want some discussion?
No.
Chickens?
We got a lot of discussion.
No.
Rabbits? No. Chickens?
No. No. Okay. Item H1 licenses, okay. Alderman Taylor. Were you there?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Alderman Taylor.
Oh. Yeah, that's what he said.
I thought he said me.
Oh, no. Zabraski approved with a letter. Pip approved with a letter. Darlin Retail approved pending inspection. Bogust approved. Holterman hold for appearance. Final three approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1 on 143, is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of March 15, 2018, in the amount of $4,076,892.10, and payroll dated March 16, 2018, in the amount of $380,884.36, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $221,377.90, and city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated March 30th, estimated at $401,000 in payments of various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $404,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and payments with an ending date of March 15th in the amount of $350.14, and the release of payment to Knight Berry in the amount of $1,540,000.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Is Motion to adjourn. Motion carries. Five ayes.
Motion
no,
adjourn.
One absent.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.